It was pianist Samprini who coined the famous phrase, old ones, new ones, loved ones, neglected ones, and that just about sums up this August edition of Organ First Radio. I'm Alan Ashton, welcome along. There can't be many of us who've not heard and seen the success stories surrounding organist Jean Martin's appearances on Britain's Got Talent. And whether you like it or not, there's no denying that she upped her personality ratings with playing like this. Rocker and Let's Dance, played by Jean Martin on her electronic piano thing, as one Britain's Got Talent judge referred to it as. Only Yamaha piano I know that comes with a 25-note pedal board. Anyway, that recording, in fact, goes back to 2001 and was made on a Yamaha EL900. Liberace once said he was laughing all the way to the bank, and most certainly Jean, who now has a London booking agent, is going to be very much in demand, and methinks not necessarily on the organ circuit all of the time. Congratulations, Jean. Talking of Jean, here's organist Clark Wilson at the 4-manual 26-rank Robert Morton organ in the home of Paul and Linda van der Molen of Wheaton, Illinois, and he's about to go home with Bonnie Jean.
Thank you.
Clark Wilson at the organ, Go Home with Bonnie Jean, and There But For You Go I. Music from a film which I recall screening in my days as a cinema projectionist. I never did like the film adaptation, but I did enjoy very much, still do for that matter, the music score. Now I have a few new CDs to feature this month, and first up is one that I've come to know very well in the past months, because it's the subject of what is hoped to be a new way of publicising organists and their new recordings at organ clubs and societies, many of whom have now embraced new technology in the form of big screen projection at their venues. First of these features Ian Griffin, who has a new CD out right now. The first organ club to feature this new form of presentation, which you can now see for yourselves by following the details up on the screen, was the Wessex Organ World Society, who screened it when Ian appeared there for them last month. In the meantime, here's the delightful CD title track, which, would you believe, was actually written and recorded by the one and only Desmond O'Connor, or Des to his fans. So sit back and enjoy a track from Ian Griffin's World of Dreams.
Thank you.
World of Dreams, played there so beautifully by Ian Griffin, and just one of 15 equally beautiful tracks from his latest CD. So to any organ club officials out there, why not go to www.penalador.co.uk and have a look at a new form of presentation, which one organist and one club have already adopted. In fact, the Wessex Organ World Society have already commissioned a DVD which will display all their concert attractions for 2012, and another organist is also down to take advantage of what is a modern-day equivalent of the old Pearl and Dean cinema adverts of days gone by. But getting back to Ian Griffin's new CD, you can get a full rundown of the 15 tracks together with some more audio sampler tracks by going to the MSS homepage. And incidentally, I'll have another track from Ian's CD in next month's programme, and with it, the opportunity to win a copy as a prize. Now, double CDs are pretty commonplace these days, but triple ones, especially in the organ world, are a bit unusual. However, just such a release is to hand, and it goes under the grand title of Organ Spectacular, and it's on the Yesteryear label. The packaging, presentation, and a most informative, colourful 19-page booklet, obviously written by someone who knows the history of no less than the 58 tracks, cannot be faulted. The tracks, many I have to be honest and say have appeared before, have been transferred reasonably well, bearing in mind the age of some of them. Where this triple compilation differs from similar such releases is that Disc 3 leans towards some of the more classical organ items, but certainly nothing that you've never heard before. Now, the record company, Yesteryear, have promised me two copies for prizes, and after this next track, I'll tell you how you can try and win one of them. In the meantime, from the triple CD release, here's Jackie Davis and Perfidia. Perfidia, the the late and great Jackie Davis, just one of several other electronic organists on the triple CD Organ Spectacular, which has a total running time of no less than 3 hours and 20 minutes. So come on, if a couple of the tracks are showing their age, you can't say that it isn't good value for money. Details are on the MSS web pages. To the competition that I promised. Give me the name of the organist who always referred to himself as the old organ grinder. Give me the name of the organist who always referred to himself as the old organ grinder. To enter, just put the answer down on an email to me and send it to the address which is up on the screen even as I speak. I'll put all the correct answers into a hat and draw out a couple of winners who will each receive a copy of the CD from yesteryear. Now, so far we've had pipes and electronics, but coming up now is a new CD by Michael Waldridge, in which he plays the Roland Atelier AT15 and a Yamaha PSR S900 keyboard, but produces some quite amazing theatre organ sounds. Have a listen to a track from Virtuoso. Carper, played by Michael Waldridge, on what was, courtesy of the Healthwork system, a one-of-a-kind three-manual 32-rank pipe organ, the sounds all being samples of voices and percussions taken from a number of theatre organs, which are then stored inside a computer and become playable from any keyboard with MIDI facilities, and then selected using real stop tabs or from a computer screen. The full system that Michael Waldridge uses doesn't come cheap, but if you want to try out the Healthwork system for yourself, then they do offer you the chance to do so with two much smaller instruments, one a theatre pipe organ and the other a classical instrument. Talking of which, this is the same Paramount 3-manual 32-rank instrument, but this time in a slightly more classical-sounding mood, as Michael Waldridge plays the theme from Masterpiece Theatre. Theme from Masterpiece Theatre, and I'm glad Michael Waldridge took the opportunity to include it as one of the 21 tracks on his CD Virtuoso, because it just goes to show how versatile the Healthwork system is. And believe me, I've seen and heard firsthand some of the capabilities of the system in the hands and feet of organist Graham Wright. Talking of whom, many years ago he made, what was for all intent and purposes, a private recording of the lovely Paramount Newcastle-upon-Tyne Wurlitzer. The recording engineer was his brother-in-law, organ builder and theatre organ enthusiast Dave Paulin, who passed away last month. Graham and Dave recorded what is surely now a collector's item, the final sounds of this famous three-manual 19-rank Wurlitzer, only a week before it was removed from the Odeon.
Thank you.
I'll Remember April, played there by Graham Wright at the Paramount Newcastle upon Tyne Wurlitzer. And perhaps at a later date, I can persuade Graham to record his own Healthwork system so that we can share with him some of the enjoyment that he's experiencing with it. Referring back to the Michael Waldridge CD, there's one track on there that perhaps bears a little explanation. Some years back, there was a trend with a number of American organists to play theatre organ duets with solo trumpet players. Well, on the CD, Michael briefly revives the theatre organ solo trumpet idea on one of the tracks, but here, as they say, is the real deal, with a track made by the legendary Ashley Miller at the 3-manual 16-rank Moller organ in the Trenton War Memorial Auditorium, with Joseph Scanella on trumpet and a number just so perfect for a duet such as this. Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust. Ashley Miller on the organ and Joseph Scanella on trumpet with Stardust. Well, the season at Blackpool will now be in full swing, and as usual, it'll be the mecca for all those people who love to dance or maybe just sit and listen to Phil Kelsall at the famous Wurlitzer. Just in time, if you'll pardon the pun, for this popular pastime, this is a track from Phil's latest CD, the title being Waltzing in the Clouds. Thank you. Just one of 21 tracks taken from Phil Kelsall's latest musical offering at the Tower Wurlitzer. CD title is Waltzing in the Clouds, and those four tunes in the medley were Garden in the Rain, My Mother's Eyes, I'll Never Smile Again, and lastly, When the Lilacs Bloom Again. Now, not a million miles away is the lovely Blackpool Opera House, which still retains the three-manual 14-rank Wurlitzer, and which now appears to be enjoying a new lease of life with a number of concerts, the likes of which have always been a little bit of a rarity. Much, if not all, of the praise must go to Cameron Lloyd and Steve Tovey, who I understand have done excellent restoration work on this famous organ. Back in the heyday, there were, of course, a number of theatre organs in the resort, but thankfully, two still remain. The name of Watson Holmes, Watty as he was affectionately known, usually played at the Palace Ballroom Organ, but he also deputised for the Tower Company organist, as well as giving theatre organ concerts. One such occasion was captured by Ken Meller and Les Brumpton, and my apologies to both gentlemen because when I played a track from recordings they made, and that are now available on the OK Rollam label, I did them a serious injustice by referring to them as amateur recordists. Not so. Ken sent me a nice email explaining all the equipment they used, and by no stretch of the imagination could it, or they, be called amateurs. Sadly, Les has passed away, but Ken still keeps an active interest in the organ world. So from a CD titled Console Compendium, which has 9 tracks, all featuring famous organists who are no longer with us, and a number of instruments that have long disappeared, here is their archive recording of Watty Holmes at that other famous Blackpool Wurlitzer. Lover Come Back to Me and Who. Memories there of former Blackpool organist Watson Holmes. Full details of the CD, which additionally has organists Ina Barger, Con Doherty, Vic Hammett, Arnold Loxham, Leslie Taff, Trevor Willits and Bobby Pagan are on our web pages. And next month, I'll be featuring something from an additional CD from OK Roland Productions that actually features Bobby Pagan in concert at the Wurlitzer Organ in the Gaumont State Cinema in Kilburn. I know there's lots of fans out there of Franz Lambert, and so from a CD he made some 6 years ago at the Versi Luva, here he is with Just a Gigolo. Well, the track listing only states Just a Gigolo, but clearly someone forgot to give credit to I Ain't Got No Body. Anyway, the body in question was Franz Lambert, with a little help from some vocal friends. When the organ festival scene began to take off in a big way, there were quite a number of youngsters eager to display their musical talents, far more than there are today. Some stuck with it, others eventually dropped out for various reasons. At the time, I lived up in the northwest of England, and there was one young player who I always considered to be exceptionally gifted. His name was John Beasley, and in the short number of years that he publicly displayed his musical expertise, he released about 12 recordings in all. Back in the summer of 1991, he released a cassette with the title of Summertime, and from it is a delightful arrangement of All the Things You Are. Some superb playing from John Beasley on Yamaha HX1 with a Roland Sound module and rhythm composer. What a great shame he's no longer on the circuit. Such exciting playing and someone who could always come up with interesting arrangements. I'd like to return now to that organ spectacular triple CD release which I featured earlier in this month's show. Now, although the booklet that accompanies the release is quite comprehensive, it doesn't list all the theatre organs that are featured. The recordings certainly span many decades, and amongst them is, what I'm pretty sure, a track from one of the very first hi-fi LP recordings ever made. A brilliant American engineer by the name of Emeris Cook produced some recordings which featured Reginald Fort at the Wurlitzer in the Acker Mosque Temple in Richmond, Virginia. Here's Reg then, with some wine, women, and song. Thank you. combination, Wine, Women and Song, played there by Reginald Fort. And don't forget, you can win a copy of this triple CD, Organ Spectacular, by entering the very easy competition which I set earlier in the programme today. To take us out of the show and up to our next musical meeting, I'm going to leave it in the capable hands and feet of the late Rex Corey, playing the huge four-manual 34-rank Wurlitzer in the former Senate Theatre in Detroit. All too often we hear versions of this last item played in typical Blackpool seaside style, but for a change, here's a more restrained version of Chinatown, My Chinatown. Ah, so. This is Alan Ashton saying, bye for now.
Organ First Radio is produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.